Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me, and welcome back. Happy Friday. Today, we are going to talk about depression. So, I recently asked you guys to give me some topics, and I had two separate individuals ask me to touch on one female, one male. Female's probably in her 50s, the male's in his early 20s. So I looked at these two, and they're both completely different people, not just their age and their gender, but just what they do and how they are. And I said, you know what? That's a good sample right there of the market, you know, pretty diverse sample of the market. Let me touch on this subject because I'm sure that there are people out there that would want to hear this even if they wouldn't admit it. And, you know, I struggle with how honest I should be with you guys about certain things, and the answer always comes back to me is to be as radically honest as I possibly can, and to be, because I think the reason why so many people listen to me, and I'm not tooting my own horn, I feel like the reason why I have loyalty with my listeners is that I keep it real. And I have struggled historically with some issues with my mental health, especially back through college, and then, whoa, what the hell, bro? I'm about to put this person into a depression in front of me with a hammer, especially back in college, and then in 2019, 2020, and up through 2021, and, you know, there was a bipolar diagnosis at one point, and this diagnosis and that, and I've been on medication, I've been to therapy, dude, I've done it all. And now people probably look at me, if I didn't tell you that, many of you would probably never have any idea. You would have no idea. You know, I've been in the hospital for it, just lots of crazy stuff, man. And knowing me now, you would probably never guess that. I mean, you might be like, yeah, this dude's definitely got a couple screws loose for sure. Probably a little bit of anger issues, but I don't think most people now, if you didn't know me back then, would guess. And, you know, one thing that people would tell you now about the difference between me and then is that there's a big difference. So the reason why I'm prefacing this is by saying this is I understand. I've been through it all. I told you, hospital, therapy, medication, embarrassing episodes, like all kinds of, just all kinds of problems, thinking about suicide, like I've been through all of it, and I've come out the other side. And the reason why I wanted to touch on this topic is because, you know, I'm leaving the house this morning, and I was telling my wife, you know, I'm not feeling like myself. I don't know if it's the rain, I don't know if it's the solar eclipse coming, you know what I mean, that's what she said. I don't know if it's just because I haven't been sleeping as well with the baby, but I'm a little off, just a little bit off. Like my eyes want to close as I'm driving to the gym, like I just want to sleep, you know. I've been napping more during the day, and I definitely would not call this depression. It's a little bit of a funk. And I'm very cyclical as a person. I've got a much more intimate understanding of my body and my mind now. And so the point of all this is that I know what depression is. I know what it is to have manic episodes too. I know what it is. I've been through it all. And I think at a point in almost everybody's life, they hit a period of depression, whether it's brought about by trauma, whether it's brought about by, you know, some other negative, extenuating circumstances, whether it's brought about by, you know, a broken relationship or a death in the family, whether it's brought about by sickness or losing a job or major life obstacles and adversities, or whether it's just brought about by nothing and your brain's just temporarily out of whack chemically. I think everybody goes through it at some point in time, but for some people, it's harsher, it's more severe, and it lasts longer. So, how do you combat depression? The first piece of advice I'm going to give you, and this is the biggest piece of advice, other than God. God's number one. So y'all know that's the first place I'm always going to go. Your relationship with God is the first place you need to stop. And you need to spend time in the Word, and you need to spend time in Scripture, and you need to spend time in prayer. That is number one, really. But the other thing is, you cannot allow... Now listen to me. Because most of you will have a reaction to this if you're really dealing with a mental health crisis. Which, by the way, if you're really dealing with, just a disclaimer, call 911 or whatever, you know, reach out to a doctor. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. I don't have a degree in any of this. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist, as useless as they are. You know, do the whole call the hotline. Okay, so that's let's get that out of the way. Oh, I committed suicide because I listened to Mike's podcast and he died. And I'm getting sued, right? Okay. So, anyways. The first, you've got to listen to me. You cannot allow it to become a part of your identity. I started to look at depression, anxiety, bipolar, you know, all these things as like a demon that crawls its way up your leg and onto your back and sinks its teeth right into your trap and hugs around your chest and your neck, and it latches onto you and it starts to whisper in your ear. And sometimes the demon uses people that we're supposed to trust, family members, friends, doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists. And what it does is this entity, what are you people doing? What it does, you guys got to see, you wouldn't even believe, I'm not even going to get into it. This entity convinces you that it is not just a part of you. That's how it starts. It's a part of you. You have to live with this forever. It's going to be a part of you forever. It's just how it is. That's what they tell you. And then it turns into, this is just you. This is you. So when you're first fighting it, you're trying to rip this thing off of your back. You're trying to rip it off of your back, right? You're reaching up, trying to claw, pull it off. It's hugging you. It's sinking its teeth in deeper. And then you just kind of start to let it just sit there. So it's just sitting there, and you're not really fighting it anymore. And then you start to feed it. You actually start to turn around and feed it and welcome it. And that's when it's become a part of you. And that is the worst place you could possibly be. You see this a lot now. People put their mental health disorders in their bios of their TikToks and their Instagrams. BPD, blah, 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 trauma survivor, yada, 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 he, her, she, it. You know what I mean? But they'll put their diagnoses in their bios of their Instagram, their Facebook, their TikTok, their LinkedIn, their Twitter. Because they've allowed this thing to become not just a part of them, but who they are, how they identify and see themselves. And the problem with this is that they'll start to defend it. When you try to take it away from them, when you try to actually help these people, they fight you because they don't know who they would be without it. And that was me. When I got a bipolar diagnosis and I kept hearing, you're this, you're this, you're this, this is what you're going to have to deal with for the rest of your life. This is how it is. This is what, blah, blah, blah. Counselors, therapists, friends, all these people. Guess they weren't very good friends at the time, were they? Telling me that this is just who I was. And I started to see myself as not Michael Russin, the entrepreneur, not Michael Russin, the father, not Michael Russin, the friend, not Michael Russin, the son, not Michael Russin, the student, not Michael Russin, the athlete, Michael Russin with bipolar. And I started to defend it. And I started to not want to let go of it. I didn't want to be helped. I didn't want to have it cured. I didn't want any of that because it was a part of me. It was how I saw myself. Well, what would I be without this? And a lot of it, guys, I'm just going to keep it real with you, is ego. Ego. People do this because they want attention. They're afraid they're not going to get attention and care and help otherwise. People want to latch on to these labels because it makes them different. People want to latch on to these labels because it makes them a part of a community. Oh, I know other people that are bipolar. Oh, I know this person and this person. We have this shared struggle together. And it just becomes completely interwoven with their identity. And before you know it, you don't know who you are anymore. You're just the person with borderline personality disorder. You're the person with anxiety, high functioning anxiety, ADD, ADHD. You're the person, and you can see what this has done to people. This is a lot of this is a lot of this, this obsession with mental health. This constant, everywhere you go, oh, mental health screening, mental health this, mental health awareness, mental health, make sure you take care of your mental. This obsession is what has started the social contagion known as transgenderism. It started the social contagion known as transgenderism. Because you get all these people that are bipolar and anxious and depressed, and then all of a sudden that doesn't separate you from the pack anymore. Oh man, now everybody else is bipolar. Everybody else is anxious. Everybody else is depressed. So how can I turn things up a notch? Well, I'm not so sure that I'm a man. I might be a woman. Because it's a demonic disease and it progresses. Like, what do diseases do? Diseases don't just show up and stop. They progress. They get worse. MS, cancer, etc. This obsession with the mental health space is exactly the same. So the first thing you need to do is you cannot allow this, whatever it is that you're dealing with, to become an interwoven part of your identity as a person. You cannot allow it to become a part of your identity as a person. When I get sad or anxious now, it's a foreign attack to me. I don't identify with it. I don't ever say I'm depressed. I don't ever say I'm anxious. I don't ever say I'm blah, blah, blah. I recognize how I'm feeling. That's important. And then I take appropriate and healthy action to deal with this. And I'm not always perfect. Every once in a while, I grab a drink. I need a little bit of alcohol to just take the edge off the anxiety. That's not healthy. That's not appropriate. But I'm not batting 1,000. I don't want to discourage anybody and say that I'm perfect, because I'm not. But more times than not, I get up, I go to the gym, I get the work done, and I spend some time with my daughter. I go outside, I go for a walk. I ground, I drink water, I eat good food, I read good books, and I get myself recentered. So, I'm going to stop because I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to finish this later. This will be depression part one. The first thing I need to give to you is that you cannot allow it to become a part of your identity, a part of your personality, and a part of how you see yourself. I don't give a shit what your counselor or therapist said. They're all full of shit. Talk therapy is ass, in my opinion. Again, follow the recommendations of your healthcare professional. I think it's egotistical. I think it just gives people an opportunity to talk about and focus on themselves with somebody that's just going to charge them 80 to 120 bucks an hour. I just don't, you can't, and then what these people do is they reinforce it so that you have to keep coming back. They don't want to help you. If they did, they wouldn't have a client base anymore. They wouldn't make any money. They'd be out of business. So step, tip, whatever you want to call it, number one, you cannot allow it to become a part of your identity or your personality. Be very careful how you speak about yourself. So we're going to finish this episode here shortly. I'm going to post this one now. All right. Love you guys. Bye-bye.